Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, January 13, 2026. A propane tanker rolled over in Danvers, and the AGs are seeking to halt threats to cut SNAP. Afternoon clouds, breezy mid-40s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 7:35 p.m. Gloucester Times is reporting that an 18-wheel propane tanker rolled onto its side on Endicott Street in Danvers on Monday morning, badly damaging a traffic signal pole and triggering a Tier 1 hazmat response. The location was reported as 102 Endicott Street, near the northbound ramp to Route 128. Danvers firefighters and EMTs responded to the scene at about 9 a.m., according to initial reports. They used hydraulic rescue equipment to extract the driver, who was trapped inside, according to scanner reports. The driver was placed on a stretcher and transported from the scene and was indicated not to have been injured. Danvers police, in a social media post shortly after 9 a.m., reported that Endicott Street was closed to all traffic while emergency crews were on the scene with the tanker rollover. Highway ramps were also closed. State House reporter Christian Wade writes, Attorney General Andrea Campbell has joined a group of fellow Democrats in asking a federal judge to enforce an order blocking the Trump administration from requesting personal information from food stamp recipients. In September, U.S. District Judge Maxine Chesney issued a preliminary injunction to 22 attorneys general who argued that the U.S. Department of Agriculture would violate federal privacy laws in its demand for years of data on the federally funded Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program known as SNAP. But in a new court filing, Campbell and other AGs who filed the legal challenge in June said despite the ruling, the Trump administration has again threatened to cut off SNAP funding in Massachusetts and other states that refuse to turn over 6 years of personal information and data about beneficiaries. More news after this break.
At Moynihan Lumber, we know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States. They do it because Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low-maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows at any of our three locations in Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Hey there, it's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSONewsSports.com. I've been covering local sports since 1998, and I'm thrilled to bring you interviews with the amazing student athletes, coaches, and everyone in between who make our corner of Massachusetts just a little better place. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning on msonewsports.com. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows right on the homepage at msonewsports.com.
Salem News reports that Salem Mayor Dominic Pangallo and Essex Tech Superintendent Heidi Riccio are among seven new members to a newly expanded Frederick E. Berry Institute of Politics Advisory Board at Salem State University. The board is a group of civic-minded elected and community leaders charged with helping the Institute keep its programming timely, relevant, and aligned with the rapidly evolving needs of society. And the localnews.news reports that Rowley Fire Chief Mac Emery, who has served with the Rowley Fire Department for more than 45 years, is retiring from his position effective January 30. The Rowley selectman accepted his resignation on Monday night. Chair Sherry David said she would not accept his loss if she didn't have to. Emery joined the department in 1980 as a volunteer firefighter. In 1998, he became one of the first full-time firefighters in Rowley and worked his way up the ranks to become captain and in 2022 become the chief. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell in boys basketball last night, St. Mary's of Lynn topped Masconomet 75-61. The Spartans were led by Brea Aris, 19 points, John Cherius, 18 points, Jake Fortier, 17 points, and Gabe Makowa Sykes, 16 points. The Spartans are now 9-0 in the season, and this was the first loss for the Chieftains, who are now at 5-1. Elsewhere, it was Peabody 54, Salem Academy 45. Thad Broughton Jr. scored 24 points for the Tanners. In girls basketball, Peabody topped Lincoln Sudbury 48-43. Olivia Gaynor had 17 points for the Tanners. In boys hockey, Newburyport edged Masconomet 3-2 in overtime. In girls hockey, it was Arlington 3, Gloucester 0. The Danvers girls basketball team will be collecting donations tonight for my brother's table at their game against Salem. There will be free admission if you donate boxes of individual chips, cookies, fruit snacks, packaged snacks, etc. Game time tonight is at 6:30 at Danvers High School. Celtics fell to the Pacers last night, 98-96 in Indiana. Next road game is Thursday in Miami. Bruins were off last night, and they host the Red Wings tonight. Patriots will host the Houston Texans on Sunday. Last night, the Texans beat the Steelers 30-6 to advance in their NFL wildcard game. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.